underpaid and overworked. That's how our nurses are often viewed. New guidelines, though, could see them taking on a role previously only given to consultants and GPs, deciding whether or not to use CPR. The guidelines, put together by the British Medical Association, the Royal College of Nursing and the Resuscitation Council, are not a government law. Each local authority will be responsible for implementing the guidelines themselves. Patients' rights charity, the Patients Association, say they have concerns.
Does it mean another postcode lottery in relation to health? We've got enough of those already, frankly. And then nurses being able to make decisions normally made by consultants, who are described as suitably experienced nurses. I don't know what that means.
Locally, healthcare services should be deciding who are their suitably experienced nurses. And that will almost certainly mean people like nurse consultants. But they will need to actually set out the definition of how you decide that somebody's experience is suitable to make this type of decision.
The BMA says nurses are generally closer to severely ill patients than doctors and as such tend to know more about the personality of the patient and their attitude towards death. But is it enough?
All right, let's do
it. For most of us, our experience of CPR is taken from hospital television dramas, of which there are many. Patients are often resuscitated and sent on their way, but real life is somewhat different. The outcomes are extremely variable. The survival rate after cardiorespiratory arrest and CPR is in actual fact relatively low. In hospitals, the chances are at best about 15 to 20%. Outside hospital, it's lower still, just 5 to 10%. Critics argue that patients need properly qualified consultants and GPs to make such a decision, which is literally one of life or death.